Text numéro 26. Feds plan aggressive approach to safety on driverless cars. Federal officials say they intend to aggressively shape the emergence of driverless cars, increasing their role well beyond the traditional recalls of cars. Secretary of Transportation, Anthony Fox, spelled out that determination in a policy paper that details 15 points he expects automakers to comply with. The specifics, previewed Monday, ask manufacturers to document how and where they expect their vehicles to operate, how they will interact with other cars, how they validate their testing, how they intend to protect privacy and prevent hacking, and how they would share data collected by onboard computers. One issue is the question of who's in charge. Until now, states have regulated drivers issuing licenses. The federal government has been responsible for auto safety, pushing for seatbelts and airbags. Google is testing vehicles that have neither a steering wheel nor floor pedals. Is there a driver in that car for states to regulate, or is there just a manufacturer who should be regulated on the federal level? Part of what we're doing with this policy is saying that when the software is operating the vehicle, we intend to regulate, Fox said. But when a human being is operating that vehicle, the conventional rules of state law would apply. With test vehicles already on the road in several states and Uber inaugurating commercial use in Pittsburgh, a critical role of the federal government is keeping states from creating a patchwork of laws. Right now, we have multiple states in the country, California, Nevada, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, setting up their own rules and regulations governing testing and deployment of self-driving vehicles, said a professor who has been a pioneer in driverless car innovations. This could be a nightmare if you drive across a state border in an autonomous vehicle. Many transportation and technology industry executives are planning to deploy self-driving cars first in particular environments. John Zimmer, president of ride-hailing firm Lyft, says, at first, fully autonomous cars will have a long list of restrictions. They will only travel at low speeds, they will avoid certain weather conditions, and there will be specific intersections and roads that they will need to navigate around. Federal officials worry the premature regulation of that technology might inhibit its development. They also realise that producing an official federal rule, it may take 5 years, could leave them with something already outdated before it was enforced. Finally, they are as aware as anyone that not everything developers imagine will turn into reality, and the technological revolution of the past 2 decades will continue to leapfrog forward, creating unforeseen opportunities for the auto industry. Adapted from the Chicago Tribune, September 2016.